WGCH Senator time is 8:53. I believe we may have Senator Fazio on the phone. Is that Senator Fazio? Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
All right. Glad to have you. I know you're traveling, but glad you're able to call in this morning. And a couple of things you wanted to talk about was pathways to employment for residents without college degrees. Tell us what's going on here. The legislation was passed in the session?
Yes, Tony. Well, we became the 10th state in the country to eliminate college degree requirements for most state jobs where it isn't kind of a necessary licensing qualification. So the goal is to give opportunity to as many people as possible who have the skills and the experience and kind of characteristics to work in the state as possible to do so. I was kind of inspired by the fact that a lot of the important people in my life, you know, hadn't had college educations and were still kind of hardworking, you know, successful people, contributors to society. But in a lot of cases, both in the private sector and public sector, there's college degree requirements for jobs that make it harder on people often with working class backgrounds from jobs. Well, you know, a few other states, a few large companies in the United States have actually eliminated college degree requirements in recent years in order to ensure that everyone is getting an opportunity, getting a shot at economic opportunity. So we're very proud of this new law passing. I worked on it with the House Majority Leader, so it was a bipartisan cause, and now it's going to be law in the state.
All right. You know, it's interesting. I know people that they see somebody with a college degree and they look at them, you know, better. Others, they look and say, I don't care about that kind of thing. But so it may come down to who's doing the hiring here as to how they look at people without a college degree. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Yeah, well, there still has to be as objective a measurement of qualifications and skills as possible. But the idea is that, you know, we're going to look at the totality of your skills and your work experience as the measure of your qualifications, not just, you know, not just a certain credential like a college degree.
Speaking with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich, one thing you and some other Republicans have talked about, congestion pricing in New York City, what impact may or may not have, and if it actually goes through or doesn't go through, to your constituents?
Yeah, well, In the district I represent, which is Greenwich, Stamford, and New Canaan, we have hundreds or thousands, maybe, of people who are regularly commuting into New York, often by car. And this would be a major, major dent in kind of their budgets to pay yet another fee, another tax on top of all the other taxes that are imposed, including by the New York state government, which requires tolls and sales taxes and income taxes, so many of them already. So the new congestion pricing proposal, which fortunately Governor Hochul has temporarily put on hold, could take thousands of dollars out of the pockets of people who live in Connecticut and commute into New York. New York raises enough revenue already, so there's no reason to justify it on that basis. There's other ways that New York, Connecticut residents, Connecticut workers, fairly, and including by taxing them even when they're working from home in Connecticut. So I'm glad that this was temporarily put on hold. I had written letters to the Connecticut state government advocating for them to, you know, take legal action potentially in order to defend our residents. We always need to do that.
All right, Senator Fazio, appreciate your time this morning. Know you're traveling. Be well, and we'll talk again next month. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Take care.
State Senator Ryan Fazio, next Thursday, 4th of Thursday.